Conclusion. If something in this audiobook has struck a chord with you and you are ready to cut seed oils from your diet, know this. Despite the challenges you may face, you are in good company. Growing numbers of chefs, nutritionists, naturopaths, osteopaths, dietitians, medical doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists, respiratory therapists, athletic trainers, athletes, social workers, biohackers, podcasters, journalists, educators, moms, and military personnel and other public servants are seeing the light. We all just want to eat real food that gives our bodies a chance to be energized, to feel healthy, and to allow us to do the things we want to do in this precious time we have on Earth. And we know that vegetable oil is not a part of that happy story. If you do nothing more than make a conscious effort to get these oils out of your life, you are going to feel better. But you can go further. Our bodies are starving for a connection to the natural world. That connection is most powerfully created by eating intensely flavorful, fresh ingredients raised in healthy soil. When you celebrate good food, you are celebrating your body. Believe this as if your life depended on it, because it does. When you do make the change and you start feeling better, I ask that you spread the word. If, after cutting vegetable oil, you've ditched medications, have more energy, and start to feel younger, try not to keep it a secret. Seed oils may be the missing piece in the puzzle for your friend, your neighbor, your office mate, your in-laws, and they might need to hear it from you, because they might not otherwise. And remember also to enjoy and share real food and honor where it comes from. Those whose daily labors create such quality foods, from the farmer to the chef to the home cook, are in short supply. The more we celebrate these people, the more we encourage our children to join their ranks, and the better life will be for all of us. At the level of our governmental institutions and the biggest suppliers in our food supply chain, change might be a long time coming. But in your kitchen, change can start today. One thing I've learned over the years is that the hardest part of making positive change is the part where you decide if you actually want to make the change or not. Obstacles, both in our vegetable oil-saturated world and in our own minds and habits, can be a lot to overcome. But once you decide you really do want to make this change, when you're truly ready to commit, then you'll automatically start looking for ways you can do it. And once you believe you can do this, you can become unstoppable.